Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, Devil Radio in Madison, the Shaw in Waukesha. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a development in Dane County. A judge over there made a decision. There were conflicting motions in front of her. One of them was by the Attorney General Josh Call, who is representing Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, are trying to get her fired or to get her to resign or harass her. They now subpoenaed her for a deposition in secret at a location in Brookfield, Wisconsin, where Bigfoot Gableman and a couple of his gorillas will be in the room with her. And she'll be there with her lawyer, and they will quiz her in secret. The law provides that when the legislature wants to investigate something like this, and think of the U.S. Congress. How many times have you turned on TV and you see a bunch of congressmen sitting there, witnesses there, witness has a lawyer, there's an audience, and they're asking questions. The idea behind that is we don't have star chambers. What is a star chamber? That was in merry old England at a time where it was not all that merry. And they would have secret chambers and bring people in and quiz them about things in secret, frequently about their religious affiliation, and then do very nasty things to them. But we do not want star chambers in the United States. George Washington didn't want them. Hamilton didn't. Jefferson and Adams didn't. John Jay did not. Monroe did not. None of them did. And they felt so strongly about it, they took up their muskets. Well, what's happening now in Wisconsin, increasingly Putin-like conduct from the Republican authoritarian group, they want to grill them in secret so nobody's watching. No judge is watching. No public is watching. No audience is watching. They do get to have a lawyer. But some of these people, not Megan Wolf, and if she's represented by one of Josh Call's office, she'll have good representation. But they're doing this with people around the state. They're going to get Edna from Merrill in there, or Antigo. They're going to get Edna or somebody from Antigo or Merrill or Keewaskum or Jump River or Monroe. And they're going to sit there by themselves. Can my husband come in? No, he can't. She'll sit there. There'll be four gorillas. Ma'am, I'd like you to meet Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Frankenstein, and Lurch. She'll say, are those guns on your hips? Yes, ma'am. Could you maybe put them away? No, ma'am. We have a right to open carry in Wisconsin. And she's going to sit there, a 95-pound woman who's 70 years old. And then they're going to go in threatening tones, and they can ask leading questions. The difference between a leading question and a direct question is this. Direct question is, what happened at that meeting? A leading question is, you committed treason at that meeting, didn't you? They'll ask leading questions. And they'll say, there was something wrong in Merrill, wasn't there, with the election? She said, no, Lincoln County is very honest. Not everybody in Lincoln County, isn't that right? Well, I haven't met everybody in Lincoln County. Aha. Yeah, look, you see, what the hell is going on here? Do you realize that this is going on at your expense? Do you care? You talk a good game. Everybody talks a good game. We're liberals. We're progressives. Baloney. Baloney. This is your tax dollars. $676,000 already down the drain. Bigfoot Gableman's getting $11,000 a month. And Voss goes, so I'm not reading the invoices and I'm not releasing them to the press in spite of the open records request. How many more months do you need, Bigfoot? Bigfoot goes, well, you know, I don't know. It's a great hardship on me, but I'm willing to do it. Take one for the team. I'll go some more months. How many? I don't know. Okay, as many as you want. $11,000 a month. Guy comes to you, goes, I'll give you $11,000 a month, and you decide when it's over, and you don't have any duties, and I'm not reading the invoices, and it's coming out of the taxpayer's trough. Well, most people don't pay 11 grand in state taxes a year. And even if you do, I don't care if you pay 50 grand a year. That gets gobbled up in 4.5 months by Bigfoot to try to go around and intimidate people. Nothing's wrong with the election. Nothing's wrong with the election. What they're trying to do, they're not crazy enough to think they can throw Biden out of office at this point. What they're trying to do is get everybody out there going, you know, you're in Merrill or Antigo or Kewaskum or Boltonville or Jump River, and they go, well, I heard that Edna got brought in. Did she ever come out? Did she survive? Well, yeah, but she's different. She's not going to do it again next time. There might have been something wrong. And this is really cruel. It's sadistic. It's also a fundamental attack on democracy. Democracy, attacks on democracy creep in on little cat's feet. Read Robert Frost, great poet. The fog rolls in on little cat's feet. Attacks on democracy, authoritarianism rolls in on little cat's feet. It does not, it's not dramatic. You're not going to have a bunch of guys kicking down your door with machine guns. Yet, they do in Russia, they do in China, they do in jihadist countries. Yet, but it starts this way, intimidating Edna and Agnes and Mabel. That's how it starts. And then the boys with the briefcases come in, and they only have to do their dirty work in six states: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. Well, this judge, Gableman Bigfoot, said, get rid of Call's lawsuit. And she said, no, that's going to continue. So that's good. But what was bad was Call said, well, don't have Megan Wolf have to give testimony in a star chamber in a secret place in Brookfield. She denied that too. She said, just go ahead and we'll see what happens. I think she was wrong. I think she was wrong on that. She was right not to dismiss the case. This is not a conventional deposition. I've taken many depositions. And in conventional depositions, you'll fight over location. You'll fight who can be there. You'll fight if there can be electronic media. Can I bring in a TV camera? Can I bring in a recorder? And the judge sorts that all out. This isn't what that's about. This isn't a normal type of thing. This is not a normal type of thing. What this is an attempt to overthrow our democracy. What that judge should have said is, you're not just squabbling over where the location. Okay, you want it in Brookfield, you want it in Dane County, that happens all the time. Can anybody come in? Yeah, you can have three spectators, and yeah, you can record it or not record it. The court reporter is recording it, by the way, but, you know, like a stenographer. And no, this is more, what does the law say? And the law says that if a legislative committee wants to do an investigation, it's got to be in public, not a star chamber. We have guys with wigs in the 17th century and 16th century in merry old England squeezing people and putting them on the rack in private. We don't do that kind of thing. George Washington didn't like that. Neither did Thomas Jefferson. Neither did Alexander Hamilton, Madison, or any of the rest. But this is what we got, and this is all at your expense. It's going to go to the millions. He already blew by 676. Bigfoot likes 11 grand a month. He lives large. Bigfoot is now living large, not back in a cave somewhere. And all of his gorillas are living large, 20 grand a month in staff salaries. Going to a break. The line, you're on the line. Don't hang up. You who are on the line, do not hang up. Going to a quick break. I'll be back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.